This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
I have watched the Flames win six in a row. Damn it, these are all replays. But you know what? It's all we got right now. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Flames Unfiltered. I'm the host of the show, Brad Berube. Episode 52 as we roll along in the 2019-20 season, even though we're on pause right now. It is March 29th, 2020, and it has been 3 weeks. Three long weeks since we saw the Flames play a game. It seems like a hell of a lot longer. It really does. But it is what it is. We need to get healthy, and if that means taking the social distancing serious, then hey, we got to do it. This is a small price to play considering what we could be paying. So this time of year, I would usually be excited to be balls to the wall playoff races. And boy, the Pacific was setting up to be so, so good this year. It's a shame. Hopefully, well, maybe. Will we get it? Will we get to see the regular season again? I have my doubts. I really do. Will we get to see the playoffs finish off? I don't know. I've heard lots of stories that they don't care. They are going to finish it even if it goes into next year. I hope and pray every day we get through this. I know America and Canada are fighting strong. I hope people stay in. I hope people listen to the government officials. I hope people stay home. I hope we can cut the spread of this so we don't have as many people dying as they are predicting. I want to get back to hockey, but I also want to get back to life and being able to go out and not be afraid of catching things or being fearful of being around people. And I don't know. I've always kind of considered myself an introvert and like watching hockey myself and doing things myself. But boy, I've learned through this whole month that I do like talking to people. And I do like doing everyday things, like not having to worry about being healthy. You forget what's really important in life. But on this episode, we're going to try to sneak away from the whole coronavirus. We'll give you a quick update on how it affects the National Hockey League. Then we'll roll into an interview with my buddy from a Clean Skate podcast, a Dallas Stars guy from the Hockey Podcast Network, Michael Farley. He'll join the show, talk a little Stars hockey, talk a little Flames hockey with him, talk a little bit about the time off. And then we'll roll into a little Flames news fan question that got me thinking way back in time. Thanks for tuning in. It's time to escape reality. It's time to talk some hockey.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be a part of, has a great podcast called Ice Analytics. It's a deep dive into hockey analytics, statistical analysis, and how it affects your favorite team. Standings, trades, signings, it's all on Ice Analytics on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, I cannot wait until I don't ever have to say the word coronavirus again. Honestly, I don't want to talk about it much on this show. I didn't talk too much with our guests later on in the show with it, and I don't want to talk too much about it now. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. But there is some news and how it relates to the National Hockey League, and we need to talk about it. Numbers are on the rise, which is not good news to start with, in both Canada and the U.S. And it's starting to affect even more people within the hockey world as broadcasters and executives, and Colorado joins Ottawa with players having diagnosed with COVID-19. The Avalanche down have two players. Boston Bruins owner Jeremy Jacobson is not making friends as he announces layoffs, salary reductions to 2,000 workers. And the NHL has officially announced its postponement for the 2020 Scouting Combine, NHL Awards, and NHL Draft. Those are all up in the air. Yes, we will have a draft. Probably won't have a Scouting Combine this year, and probably won't have an NHL Awards show this year, but I don't know. Everything is so much up in the air that I don't even know what to think anymore. Last week, I had some very high hopes early in the week. I thought that we were moving through this good. I thought we were getting over this quickly. There were not many new cases come Monday, Tuesday, a few here and there. And I thought, hey, we are doing great. And then, boom, it hit. New York had tons of cases and is in big trouble now. We've seen a giant spike in cases, more hospitalizations, more worries, more fears, more closures of things. Doesn't seem like the high hopes we had earlier in the week were dashed later in the week. I would be shocked if we see anything before August. Best case, I think, would be June. Worst case, would be talking about just scrapping it and worrying about playing next season. And I can't believe I'm even saying that, and the thought that we have to worry about if this will affect next season. But we do. This is a scary thing, and I don't know. It's taken a hold of both the U.S. and Canada and the rest of the world as a whole. And hopefully we can fight through it and do our best to flatten the curve. We keep saying it every day. The NHL seems open, though. I mean, they're going to open to starting up in August and carrying through and maybe even shortening next season. So I don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions to what will happen with this coronavirus. We recommend everybody just stays home. Let's get through this. Let's get back to normal life. Let's not have to worry about being healthy. Let's worry about our team winning the Stanley Cup and making the playoffs and who's hot and who's not. And boy, I miss talking about all those things. Man, I miss that. Inside Edge Hockey News is your source for top-notch NHL podcasts, news, and rankings. Check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
Joining the show now is Michael Farley, Dallas Stars guy for the Hockey Podcast Network. And we talked to him earlier this year, and it's great to have you back on the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. You know, I wish we could talk a Dallas Flames game, but we can't. So we're going to talk about kind of everything around that. And I want to get your take on a few things with the stoppage of play for the coronavirus, but I also want to talk to you about your Dallas Stars, because this team has kind of got me puzzled. And they were losers of, was it three in a row, but really technically losers of six. I think they got a point somewhere along the way right before the break. They're 3-5-2 in their last 10, and this team was like nosediving out of the playoffs, like headed out. They were third in the Central, but just 4 points from falling out of the playoffs. Winnipeg just 2 points behind them. You know, I know you don't want it. I know you didn't want the stoppage, but could this actually, if we actually get back to hockey, would this work as a positive for Dallas maybe?
I think there are positive ways to spin the break for everything, but I've said this a few times to a few other guys, but the break one will help anyone who is just even a little bit banged up rest a little bit. I think it will also help the whole team, relax. Like you said, they went in a bit of a nosedive. So I think everyone was probably, they're gripping their sticks a little tight. It hasn't been a great year offensively for some of the leaders on the team, like Sagan and Ben. So I think that if anything, the break will give everyone a chance to, maybe relax a little bit and just get back to the right style of play that they were playing before that. So I think, yes, it probably is a blessing in disguise for the Stars, but I think every team is going to come out of this probably positively, out of the break.
I would agree with that. It's funny, like Dallas, like 15 games ago, I consider them just a absolute lock. And then it just seemed like they were playing themselves out of a playoff spot. And one of the things that caught my eye, and you just mentioned it too, is there's some similarities to Calgary in this team. Ben and Sagan, you said, have not been going all year. Well, Gaudreau and Monahan have not been going for the Flames. Your team was projected to be, I don't know, I saw them, I kind of all over the board in the Central, but in a very, very, very difficult Central division, I saw a lot of people picking Dallas to be one or two. And same with Calgary, was picked one or two in the Pacific. And thus far, do you consider it kind of a bad year, or do you consider it a good year for Dallas, or where do you kind of stand on that?
It's been an up and down year. If I had to, you know, put a grade on the season for the Stars, I'd give them a B plus, right? They're sitting in the playoffs. They've played well enough to be in the playoffs. So I don't want to sound too negative and just been like, they've been horrible all year, because they're in a playoff spot. They've been playing well. And there's been some really good players that have really stepped up this season. But from a, there's definitely some things that I felt like we shouldn't have been an issue. There's just some moments where there just is a disconnect between offense and defense at times. And then that leads to, you know, hurting the offense and hurting the defense as well. So it's been an okay year. I haven't been, you know, thrilled with it, but I've definitely been pleased with the way it's going. There's definitely been, like I said, like the fact that Roope Hintz and Denis Gurianov have come out of nowhere and picked up some of the slack. They haven't saved the offense by no means, but they've definitely helped out, because if they weren't there, I don't think the Stars would score any goals at all.
And I think it's similar in the Calgary too, with like without Lindholm, who wasn't expected to have the 2 years that he's had. I mean, he's really picked up the slack for Gaudreau and Monahan this year, just like Ben and Sagan. And I just feel like I see a lot of similarities in these two teams. Goaltending, where are you with your goaltending? Because I love your goaltending tandem. I really do. I would rate them. I would love to have them in Calgary. But where do you rate them?
They're some of the best in the league. They are the reason that we are where we are. We play a very defensive style hockey, which is kind of different from the way the game is trending and most teams are playing nowadays. We are perfectly happy to win a game 1-0. And I think there are very few teams that are that built to play that way. And 90% of that is goaltending. And the big thing is, we don't have a stellar 1A. We have a stellar 1A and 1B. It doesn't matter who you put in either night. We have Bishop, who is injury prone, can split, you know, the game 60-40 with Hudobin. And no matter which one you're going to put in there, they're still going to put up over a 920 save percentage. They're some of the best in the league, and they're like the textbook, I think, picture for where goaltending is heading. That less of a workload for your starter. You just have two good, competent, solid goalies that can play pretty even amount of games.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the goaltending situation that Dallas had 3-4 years ago, and look what you have now, it's like, holy cow, we turned that around really quick and really good. Because Hudobin is, to me, I don't even consider him a backup. Like you said, he's a 1B plus. I would love to have him as a backup, because him coming in is not a step down by any means. And we saw that when he was in Boston, and definitely carrying that on in Dallas. Now, it is very, very unlikely that the Flames and Stars could meet in a playoff matchup. It could happen. Very unlikely. How would you see that matchup if we got that?
That's an interesting one. Because like you said, the Flames and the Stars definitely have similar issues with, they have sometimes trouble scoring.
Yep.
I don't want to come onto your podcast and bash the Flames and say,
oh, feel free. I have a lot of guests that come on and bash them.
I feel like if I were to, you know, in a playoff series, I feel like I would give the edge to the Stars. One, because I think there's a little bit more maturity in the Stars locker room, which would help a lot. I think that the leaders on the team, like Ben and Sagan, and they've got Pavelski and Perry. I think they're a little bit more, tested in the playoff field, so they'd be able to keep things calm. And then I think I'd obviously have to give the edge to Stars and goaltending.
I would agree.
So I think that would play a huge role, because if both teams are struggling to score, then it comes down to, which goalie cracks first? And then my money's going to be on Rittich in this case.
If we played Rittich, we might play Talbot. You know, you never know. No, I would definitely give you guys the edge in the goaltending for sure. I would probably say that Dallas would be favored. I would agree with you on that. I don't know what Corey Perry, besides being a pain in the ass, will bring to the table anymore. Joel Pavelski has, I think it, you maybe you'll disagree, has been somewhat of a letdown this year, or do you disagree?
No, I'd agree with that. He put up 37 goals last season. I wasn't setting the bar at 37 goals this season. Mm-hmm. I would have said a successful campaign for Pavelski this season was, you know, he puts up 40, 45, maybe 50 points. And I think that I would have called that a successful season, right? You put up 20, 25 goals. That's a good season for Pavelski. Now there's 12 games left. Pavelski's sitting at, I think, 15 goals right now. Would he even crack 20? Maybe.
Maybe.
But that's the fact that it's a stretch to hit 20 for him is definitely a letdown for me.
When you think about your Dallas Stars team and them going into the playoffs here, what teams do you not want to play in the playoffs?
I don't want to see St. Louis. St. Louis is my number one do not want to see. These Stars have, they've been fun games to watch this season, but the Blues have played really well. They've blown them out a few games, sometimes at home. Definitely don't want to see the Blues at all. Other than that, it's for the most part, there's not like a lot of teams that scare me from the Pacific. I think there's teams that would be difficult, but none that really scare me that I wouldn't want to meet other than
Vegas doesn't scare you at all?
I think that Vegas has been kind of inconsistent this season. So I guess it depends on what Vegas we meet. Vegas definitely shown this season that they've had some chinks in their armor, maybe in their team chemistry. And then the switching of their head coach sort of, I feel like
maybe that was a goofy deal.
Yeah, it sort of messed things up.
But the way they've been in the last 15 games scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, and I think adding Leonard and then having Fleury already is
a huge big
thing as well. Yeah, because that now they can probably rival our goaltending, which not a lot of teams can do.
They could rival it, and I mean they went from I'm not going to try to pick on him here, but I've been pretty vocal about it already. But I thought Subban was quite honestly the worst backup in the league by a mile. And then they fixed that and brought in Lehner, who I think he's a starting goalie on most teams. So I like Vegas right now. I'm gonna say this, and I hope John and Kyle are listening from oil country, but Edmonton doesn't scare me terribly. I think they're a year or two away.
They've got McDavid.
Well, you didn't name him either. You weren't scared of him. You said that nobody in the Pacific scares you.
There's a lot of other factors that I feel like the Stars would be able to work around. But there's always that caveat when you're talking about the Oilers that they have Connor McDavid, and you never know what he can do. Like, if he decides to do it, he could put up 6 points in a game. And
oh, for sure.
There's nothing you're going to do about it. But I feel like that there are other issues with Edmonton that the Stars would be able to work around, and hopefully the Stars would play a strong enough defensive game, they'd be able to sort of smother out that star power.
Is there any fears you have about the Flames?
Again, you guys have some players that if things click, they can get real scary. Like if Gaudreau just flips it on, you're going to have an issue. I don't know how capable Gaudreau is in the playoffs if he's built for that kind of hockey. Because it's I know he's a small guy, and I don't want to be like, oh, he's small, so he's not going to be good in playoff hockey at all. But I feel like he whines a little bit.
Well, he hasn't shown us any playoff performance yet, and right. that is one of the reasons why the core is in such question in Calgary.
I think Tkachuk could be an issue, maybe not from an actual on the ice standpoint, but if he starts to rile us up and get us under our skin, maybe throw us off our game plan. I mean, I wouldn't put him past him to, you know, fall into one of our goalies. That's in quotation marks and something like that. But I think that the Flames could, they play a physical style game, and it's one of those things. If the Stars just stop scoring, then the Flames can. And that could be an issue.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. That's pretty much bang on to what I was thinking too. Some of the things that scare me about the Stars, I worry about your goaltending. I your back end doesn't scare me tremendously. I think you have some great key parts, but I think in the next couple of years your back end will improve drastically. I think you'll add some parts, and I think your back end will improve. But one of the things that doesn't scare me about Dallas is that you guys have had trouble scoring, and which really surprises me when you look at the talent that you guys have up front. And that does surprise me, but that also is exactly what you said with Calgary, that they have the potential of waking up at any point in time, which would mean 4 goals a game. And that scares the hell out of me playing the Stars. Another thing that would scare me playing Dallas is that if you look back at the last 10 games against the Flames, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but Calgary has had struggles with Dallas. They have. We just, for some reason, tend to lose those games. And they're always an opponent that's very, very difficult. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about what has happened where we don't have hockey right now. Do you think, and I know no one really knows because my opinion changes on this every day, but do you think we'll see regular season hockey this year?
Are you meaning like this year as in regular season hockey in 2020 or regular season hockey as in
do you think
1920 season?
1920 season. God, don't talk about it the other way. That scares the hell out of me that this could go all year. Yeah, I know. But do you think we'll see 1920 regular season completion?
I see. I really want to say yes. I really hope that this can all breeze over and we're playing within the next month. I really, really want that to be the case. But just what I've seen on the news and from my work, I'm deemed an essential employee, so I'm still going into work right now. And all that sort of stuff. I don't think so. I think that the regular season's over. I've seen some different formats for what we could do. And I know some people have been saying like a 20 team round robin and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to be doing anything like that. I think that if we see the end of the 1920 season, it's going to be playoffs.
I agree. If we see the end of the season, my thoughts are the whole thing gets scrapped, and I don't want that. Believe me, I don't want that. But that's kind of what my gut tells me. I've heard a lot about a 24 team. How would you feel about that with wildcard play-ins and some buys in the first round of division winners and things like that? Would you feel like that format would do the Stanley Cup justice?
No, to be honest, I think that if they're going to finish the season, they just go straight into playoffs and they just do regular playoffs. And they let it go from there. And I think that it sucks, but at least we get to finish the season and we have normal playoffs and we just say, you know what, we just played 12 less games than we normally would and we start back normal next season. That's what I hope happens. I think it would be an interesting concept to have a bunch of teams, and it'd be neat. I'm someone that doesn't like change at all. So
I don't either. I'm old school.
So the thought of, you know, just having to have some weird, funky end of the season just sounds just not like fun to me. But yeah, but it would be interesting.
You're kind of with me, though, that you don't think we'll see hockey again this year.
I want to see playoffs. I want to see the season end. I don't think, from a Dallas Stars fan, it sucks because, one, I think we'd be in the playoffs. So you get to the playoffs, anything could happen. So you're robbing all the teams that had hard work, all the players that put in all that hard work for 63 games or whatever it was. You're robbing that. Think about the people that are like Leon Draisaitl put up 110 points already this season. Mm-hmm. They're still missing 12 games, and we're just going to scrap the whole thing. That sucks. From a Stars perspective, we signed a lot of people to 1-year deals because they were old. All those people, even if the deals continue, let's say, right, they are like, okay, we're going to scrap this season. So everyone that signed a contract their next season, your contract carries over, something like that. If they carry over, everyone will have been a year older. Pavelski's a year older on the Stars. Perry's a year older. Secker's a year older. So, I mean, that's great that we still have them, but we signed them to a 1-year deal because we didn't want them after they were that age. So
I don't think they would ever have contracts go carry over. Do you think, honestly?
I mean, if they scrap the season, that's a lot of money to pay people, you know?
Well, they're paying it. I think they're paying it either way. I mean, the last paycheck is actually coming up here next week.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing has just messed everything up. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do. It's really messed up.
If they came back in, let's say August 1, let's say, and they said, we're going to finish out the regular season and play a full playoffs, be done at the end of December with a cup awarded in over Christmas. And then January 1, we're going to play a 48 game season and have this playoffs like normal in April. What would you say?
So you said in August we're finishing the last 12 games?
Yep. We'll finish the last 12, play a full playoffs, be done at the end of December, and then start January 1, a 48-game schedule, and then a full playoffs to end on time the next year.
I think that's honestly best-case scenario.
I'm better with that, and here's why. We signed up this year for an 82-game schedule and a full playoff. Well, next year, if we signed up for a 48-game season or 42-game, we know that going in. We know the rule book. I guess I'm kind of old school on that. It's like, how can you just stop now? I mean, I sure would laugh my ass off at Vancouver Canucks fans because they would fall right out of the playoffs here. They'd be out and they would be bitching up a storm. But I'm almost with them. It's like, that's not fair. You can't just, we're 12 games left. Like you can't just, you know, and some teams have played more games than other teams. So how do you, I don't know. It's a interesting scenario and I'm really, really curious to see what happens. It's terrible that we're dealing with this, but it is going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
It's a good thing at least they're not having us coming up with it because there's smarter people than us that are paid to figure it out.
I hope that they come up with a better plan. One final question for you. Dallas has had their team for quite some time now as they move from Minnesota and what? 97?
You would think I should know this off the top of my head. But
I'm not trying to test you. I'm not trying to test you here. It seems like a long time ago anyways. But
yes, before I was born.
Okay, fair enough. Then I don't expect you to know that. So Dallas has had its ups and downs in Dallas with attendance and everything like that. And one of the things that scares me about this time away is that salaries are still being paid out to players. How is this economically going to affect some of the teams in this league, and how will it affect Dallas?
You know what? Dallas is pretty decent in attendance-wise. Their owner is definitely an interesting man. I mean, if you remember, he came out and cussed out his two best players.
You forgot. That was a good moment this year for the team, huh?
But... if anything, it shows he's passionate about the team and he pays attention to it.
Yep. I'm good with that.
So I think that it sucks, but I think that, to be honest, I don't think it'll faze him too much. I mean, he might, be a little upset considering the amount of money he has to pay people and not get hockey played. But if anything, it means the arena is going to be more packed when we come back.
You know, I do. I think that I agree with you on that. I think the only problem I see coming back is that the economy, people might just not have the money to pay $250 for a ticket to come back. But I agree. I think as a society, we're not going to take things for granted like we were. We're going to make the most of every game. The excitement level is going to be through the roof to have sports back. It's going to be off the charts. I'd watch literally anything in live sports right now if I could. And, so it's going to be exciting to see that. I think the biggest economic impact is going to be on the salary cap. I don't see the cup or the cap going up at all. I don't know how it could. I don't know. It's scary times. I hope everybody stays safe and healthy, but I hope the teams can stay economically healthy too, so that when we come back, we can have the hockey that we've grown to love.
Yeah, and I mean, there's that old saying, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. So I think, I mean, listen, I'm with you. At this point, give me any sports. Give me anything. I mean, they're playing the reruns of old games right now, and I'm eating them up, and I don't even care about some of them. It's just get anything in here.
I know. It's crazy how, you know, at least in the off season, like, you know what's coming, and you can go outside and go golfing, and you can go do other things, and you're already thinking about next year. And, oh, what are we going to do in the over the off season? And what moves are we going to make? And what, you know, so you're planning. And this now we're just like, we're just waiting, and there's just no excitement. And it's as tough as the times are in reality world for everybody. Having sports has always been kind of an escape, and now we're missing that. So we're doubly feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I've made the joke a few times, but hockey is literally 90% of my personality. So what am I supposed to do when it's not on?
And that is the truth. It's about 90% of what I think about during the day, but it's definitely a little bit different thought process now. Appreciate you taking the time to join me today. It's always good having you on the show. And if we get back to hockey action, we got to get you on the show again. I don't think we play Dallas again this year, but heck, we're going to have you on the show anyways, because it's fun talking with you.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I'm always open to coming on and chatting about hockey.
CoolHockey.com is your number one source for authentic and customized NHL jerseys. Use promo code THPN and receive 25% off your order. CoolHockey.com.
CoolHockey.com. Jerseys online since 99.
All right, Flames fans, time for a little bit of Flames news. Not a whole lot, boy. I had to dig deep for some Flames news, but here's some things to do. That's what we need right now, right? We need things to do. We're tired of watching Netflix. We're tired of Amazon Prime. Like, what do? We need things. So the NHL steps up, and NHL TV is free until April 30th. You can watch archived games. It's a great gesture from the National Hockey League. Enjoy that. Take advantage of that. Also on Flames TV, make sure you check that out on the Calgary Flames official webpage, hosted by Brendan Parker. He has some great new interviews that they recently uploaded, one with Mark Giordano via Zoom, which is what we also use for our recordings. And then he did another one with Craig Conroy and Martin Jelena. You got to go watch those, boy. You got time. I know you do, Flames fans. Go on and watch those. Those are good. Other news in the Western Hockey League. We'll talk about this because this is close to home. They made history earlier this week. For the first time in its history, the Western Hockey League has granted exceptional status to 15-year-old forward Connor Bedard, a British Columbia product. He received this designation from Hockey Canada, which, what does this mean? This means that rather than being limited to a certain number of games as a 15-year-old, he'll be able to play full-time in the WHL next season. This is rarely done, though. WHL has never done this. The last time I remember this, and I know there's been other ones, but the one that really stands out was John Tavares. I remember that one. I remember the talk of that. Fan question this week. Marcy McKenzie from Airdrie gave me a question. What rival opposing player has angered you the most over the years? And I thought about it. And you know who the first guy that came to mind was? Jarkko Ruutu, Vancouver. Damn, I hated that guy in 04. Ugh. I don't know. But there's a couple other ones that come to mind. But he kind of stands out as the most. Another one, Kevin Bieksa. He used to get under my skin a lot. I think that went away as soon as Ferland gave him the business. Boy, that helped out with that one a lot. Corey Perry's always been a guy that on a rival team that's irritated the hell out of me. Zach Cassian, yeah, I had to talk about Zach Cassian. I'm not a big Darnell Nurse fan either. No, that's for all you others fans. Hopefully some of you listen to this just to get irritated. Matt Cook, another Canuck. Oh, a lot of Canucks. I don't like a lot of Canucks. Drew Doughty of the Kings. You know, I've always thought that whole thing was overblown and kind of irritating, but yeah, he's there. A couple other ones that came to mind, though. Ryan Kesler came to mind. Yep. Esa Tiikkanen was a thorn in the side of Flames players for a lot of years back in the day, and he was one that I will not forget and one that comes to mind. This question really got me thinking because we got all the time in the world to think right now. I don't know. I guess my number one, I don't know why Jarkko Ruutu just comes to mind. I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know. A lot of guys irritate me, you know, Brad Marchand and all them, but they're not on my rival teams. Boy, if we were playing in a series against Brad Marchand, I'd hate that guy. I hate him now. I'd really hate him. Oh, man, would I hate him. But you know what? Who is the potential to be the guys you really hate this year? Edmonton, you got Cassian. Vancouver, you know, you got a couple guys there that would just be really easy to hate, I think. Every team's got them, you know. And when you get into a playoff series, it does not take long. You learn quickly who you hate.
Inside Edge Hockey News is your source for top-notch NHL podcasts, news, and rankings. Check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
All right, time to wrap up the show. We appreciate each and every one of you guys listening. It's difficult during this time. It's a difficult time. And check out our show every Monday morning on the Hockey Podcast Network. You can also check it out on FlamesUnfiltered.com. This is our little escape. We can think about our team. We can talk about our team. That doesn't mean we're not paying attention to what's going on in the world. There's a lot of sadness now, a lot of loneliness. It's a time of need, and we need each other. We need our family. We need our friends. But it's crazy because we can't connect. We have to stay at a distance. It's a real weird and it's an uncertain time. Please pray. Please be very, very, very positive. Lift the spirits of others. People are worried about finances. People are worried about health. Stay healthy. Please stay healthy. And if you don't know, like, hockey's a big part of all of our lives, but it's really, really been a wake-up call for me on how important our health is. Stay positive. Keep thinking positive things. And you know what? On the way out today, we need one of these.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.